it's okay to waste tons of money with bad consulting partners, but tokens are too much money. Measurement precedes investment. An organization that cannot attribute software outcomes cannot make a serious argument about token spend, consulting spend, offshore capacity, or the management layers around delivery. Measure the value stream before defending any single invoice. Token spend is visible because it appears as a new variable cost. That visibility is useful, but it is not a complete economic model. The same scrutiny belongs on offshore teams, staff augmentation, systems integrators, vendor services, scrum masters, agile coaches, delivery managers, release trains, quarterly planning, maturity assessments, and tool sprawl. The correct denominator is accepted production outcomes, hourly rates, seat licenses, ceremonies, and cloud invoices are inputs. The executive question is which input produces accepted work and production at the lowest total cost after rework, internal review load, support tail, quality, and cost of delay. Offshore capacity is cheap only when accepted outcomes are cheap. A six-person pod at $85 an hour costs $81,600 a month before internal management load. With internal review and product clarification, that becomes roughly $88,000 before delay and support cost. If it ships two accepted outcomes, the cost is about $44,000 per outcome. AI spend should be judged against the capacity market the organization already uses, not against a false zero cost baseline. If an internal team spends $31,000 on AI tools and produces two additional accepted outcomes, the incremental cost is $15,500 per additional outcome. If the alternatives cost $22,000 to $44,000 per accepted outcome, the token line may be the cheaper capacity channel. Governance should change when capability changes. If an IDE costs $12,000 per engineer per year and made the organization 40% faster, leadership would buy it and change review policy, release gates, security checks, architecture approval, product intake, budgeting, and measurement to exploit the speed. Token governance deserves the same operating model review, not only individual usage caps. The executive decision is not whether tokens feel expensive. The decision is whether finance will measure every capacity model by the same standard. Total cost, accepted outcomes, success rate, cycle time, quality, and EBITDA contribution.